Hey there, this is Ray Higdon, and welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. This is the second podcast here from Maui, and we are having a blast. Yesterday, we went snorkeling, we went hiking, we snorkeled in Kapalua Bay. Today, we're going to go do some volcano hiking, so we're really excited. And in this show, we just answer your questions about building a profitable home business. So if you have a question for me, a burning question that you really think will help you build your business, feel free to hit me up on Twitter. It's at Ray Higdon with the hashtag AskRay. So today, I'm answering the question of my man, Jason. Jason says, Ray, is there any way to turn business cards, in parentheses, useless, into effective drop cards or any creative way to use them? Well, what Jason is referring to, for those that may not know, is I tell people that I don't carry business cards because nobody follows up. Now, I get their business card and I follow up, but that's just how it goes. And let me give you an example, and then I'll answer the question. I was actually in Vegas a couple days ago, and I was walking through the MGM Grand, and I hear someone say, Mr. Higdon, and I look over, and there's a guy that was working for MGM Grand at the craps table named Tim, and he said, Ray, I'm on your list. Hey, it's so good to see you. I didn't know I'd see you here. And, you know, we started chatting, and he had been telling his pit boss about the opportunity that I'm a part of. And so she said, hey, I heard what you're doing. I'd love to learn more. Do you have a business card? And I said, oh, I don't have any on me. I'm fresh out. But hey, could you give me your information and I'll reach out to you? See, I always ask for their information because I just assume, and it's based on my experience, that no one follows up, but I follow up. So I got her business card, I got her information, sent her a little email, and we're supposed to reconnect here later. So that's why I'm not a big fan of the traditional handout business cards kind of method. Now, Jason is asking about drop cards. Let me give you a couple suggestions on drop cards. Now, first of all, for those that don't know, a drop card, it's called a drop card because it's typically designed like a fake $100 bill or a fake $20 bill. And it's called a drop card because you typically drop it on the floor. And then someone sees the 20 or the 100 and they're like, oh man, and they put their foot over it and they sneakily bring it up. And, you know, then of course they're greatly disappointed because it's not actual money, but it's your advertisement. I don't like drop cards used in the manner at which they were designed. I don't like, because think about it. If you know, your contact information, your everything about you is part of your brand. Do you want your brand associated with, disappointment, right? So, you know, if someone's first exposure to you is disappointment because your advertisement wasn't a, real $100 bill, that's just not a good thing. So here are some ways I've used drop cards that actually are effective. Number one, toll booths. Okay, if you're at a toll booth, I think an audio CD works better, but you could pay for the person behind you and hand the toll booth operator your drop card, business card. I would prefer an audio CD since everyone has an audio CD, but you could hand them that and say, hey, let the person behind me know that, I paid for their toll, and just hand them this if you would. And they'll, I've never had a problem with that. You may want to look at the quality of car behind you. You know, the higher the quality, the more apt you are to have an open-minded person typically, not always, but typically. Another way that I've used drop cards, and this is really, really, I've actually signed a few people, not a ton, but I've signed maybe somewhere between 5 and 10 people using this method, is I'll go to either a library, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, whatever, and I'll put my information that's on my drop card inside targeted books. So if you're wanting to target realtors, put it in real estate books. If you're wanting to target people that think like you, put it in mindset books. Put it in Think and Grow Rich. Put it in Atlas Shrugged, if that's your cup of tea. Put it in different books. Put it in network marketing books if that's who you're trying to attract. That's my favorite use of drop cards, is putting it inside books, because think about it, that's an exact target market. The person that picks up Think and Grow Rich is a much better person than the masses that would pick up your $20 or $100 bill on the dirty floor, right? So I hope that answers your question, Jason. It helps you out there a little bit. Feel free, if you are in network marketing, direct sales, and you need to locate more people to talk to, feel free to visit rayhigdon.com, get my 29 sources of network marketing leads on audio for absolutely free. And I will talk to you in the next podcast. Bye, guys.